Good morning and welcome into Sunday Grass Live with Knoxville-based brand new Box of Matches. They deliver classic country-inspired acoustic roots music with a modern twist. Elizabeth Sherman's lovely vocals shine on haunting ballads and raucous honky-tonk inspired tunes, while Ryan Hardison's catchy guitar playing and wry lyrics will have your toes tapping and face a-grinning. Good morning and welcome in, Elizabeth and Ryan.
Good morning, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Elizabeth's there too. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to go into some of your new album today. So you have two albums up, right, on Spotify, and you're working on a third. Am I correct?
That's right. We have one album on Spotify that we put out in 2021, I believe. No, 2022 it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember sometimes. It goes by so fast.
It does.
It's all covers of classic country and classic bluegrass songs. When we were sort of we were playing music together and going to a lot of bluegrass jams and things. And when the pandemic hit, obviously, like everybody, we were stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And so to sort of, I don't know, feed our creative needs, yeah. We started recording songs with no intent to make an album or anything. We just started recording songs. We recorded like 25 classic songs, and it was very fun for us to figure out the harmony parts and figure out the other instrumentation playing. I would play the banjo and the mandolin and the guitar on it, and Elizabeth would play bass and an accordion on some songs, and she played piano on some songs.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so we ended up recording like 25 songs. And by the time we were done with that, we kind of turned around and said, well, boy, about half of these are pretty good.
They are. They are really good. They are.
So we thought, well, how silly would it be to put out a CD, you know, put out an album? Ain't that right, sweetheart?
I know. One day I came home, he said, well, you know, I've been thinking. I think, you know, we could put out a CD. And I thought, oh my, this is not what I was thinking about when we started practicing.
Yeah.
But they well done. They are really well done.
Yeah. We recorded them here in my house. I have a background in TV production. So doing audio production wasn't that big of a leap, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And actually I'd been in another band for 10 or 15 years prior to that. And I actually recorded two CDs with them that I also self-produced.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like that really far out of our, you know,
wheelhouse.
Comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really wasn't. But then we did send it out of house to be mixed and mastered. That is not something I'm going to be able to do. I knew I could record it and engineer it and things like that and perform it, but I wasn't going to be able to mix and mastering it.
Okay.
So we used a guy out of Asheville, North Carolina to do the mix and mastering. And then we got the graphic design done and all this stuff. And nobody that knew us knew we were doing this. It's like completely in secret, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So one day on social media, we're like, we have a new album. And everybody was like, what are you talking about? We barely even knew you had a band. It's like, well, there you go. So we surprised everybody.
That's a fun story.
Right before the pandemic, we had played, I think, two shows under the name Brand New Boxing Matches. And we had booked a third, and then it got canceled because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so for us to come out of the pandemic in spring of 2022 with a new album, and all this music we recorded, and then we started playing shows, and Elizabeth started booking us gigs, and it kind of shocked everybody because we kind of did it all in secret when no one knew it was happening.
Well, where did the idea for the name come from? Because I love the name. It's very catchy. It's on fire, shall we say.
Well, the name of the first album is Strike One.
Right.
And we kind of thought it would be funny. You know, one, if you take a match, you're like, hey, you got to strike it. So it'd be like Strike One. We also thought it might be fun if we made three albums of all covers, one called Strike One, Strike Two, and Strike Three, which we haven't gotten around to doing yet.
I'd love to get into the new album because it is so mm-hmm. good. And we decided this morning we were going to start with a Butter Knife Blues. And did you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, after we released our first album, which was covers and stuff, we started playing quite a few shows. And at one point we were playing a show and somebody asked us, hey, do you guys ever write songs? Because we do a songwriter's thing out here at this part of town where we were playing the show at. We'd love to have you guys out. And we said, oh no, we don't really write songs. In bluegrass world, writing original songs isn't really, what you do. You play classic bluegrass songs. And so it kind of, we were kind of like, oh, that's a silly idea that we would ever write songs. You know? But then we went home that weekend. We both sat around all weekend, kind of on Monday, we both kind of looked at each other and said, why couldn't we write a song?
Yeah, why not? Couldn't we?
Yeah. What's holding us back? I mean, we could write one song, right?
Yeah.
We wrote one song and then we kind of, it wasn't great, but it's fine. And we wrote a second one. It was a little better. And then Butter Knife Blues was our third song we ever wrote.
Yeah.
And I sort of wrote the verses one night and was playing it to her the next morning. And you'll, when you hear the song, you know, there's these repeats or responses, sort of call and response.
Yeah, response.
And Elizabeth started doing these responses to me as I was sort of singing it to her. And we just thought it was a hoot.
All right. Let's get into it because I'm excited for everybody to hear it because I love your, how do I say this? Your back and forth, you know, the way you write, obviously, and you can tell a lot about you as a couple, I think, as well in your writing. I think, and your humor. Well, and your humor.
Your humor. Yeah.
Your humor is what I meant.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everybody, we're going to get into that and stick around. Sunday Grass Live with Elizabeth and Ryan, a brand new box of matches.
Glass of water, made me drink it down. Then she gave me four more. She's trying to make me drown. Well, that's all right.
It's not all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I was kind of thirsty.
One more sip.
Anyway, she took me to a staircase. She tried to shove me down, but that silly woman did it two steps from the ground. Well, that's all right.
It's not all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I was going down
way too slow.
Anyway, she tried to end my life. She barely made a mark on me cause she used a butter knife. Well, that's alright.
It's not alright.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I buttered my toast.
That was mine.
Anyway, she had me meet her family. I wasn't very rude, but when it came to supper time, there was something in my food. Well, that's alright.
It's not alright.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I wasn't hungry.
Just one bite.
Anyway, tried to freeze me, put me out in the cold. Turned out it was August, she couldn't be consoled. Well, that's all right.
It's not all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I like the fresh air.
Wait till winter.
Anyway, we've been together years now. She's tried 100 ways, but I've survived every time, though every night she prays. Well, that's all right.
It's not all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
I'll keep on living.
Yeah, you will.
Anyway, yeah, that's all right.
It's not all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not okay.
She'll keep on trying.
You know I will.
To my dying day.
The Butter Knife Blues off the Flame and Water album with Elizabeth and Ryan, a brand new box of matches. So that was your first song that you wrote. Now, going forward, did you notice writing styles change or who was doing more of the writing or...
I do pretty much all of the initial writing. Mm-hmm. And then Elizabeth comes in and tells me what words I shouldn't be using. And then she also, she really helps develop the song from a melodic standpoint. When I sing, I have a vocal range of about three notes and she's much more talented than that. So usually when I give a song to her, she really develops it, don't you, sweetheart?
Well, I try my best. But no, I think we worked together really well as a team in that aspect.
We did that song. We thought it was more of a novelty. And we play it live, and people really do enjoy it live. And yeah, there's a lot more to that song live where
Oh, Liz, yeah.
When I'm saying my little lines about what she tried to do to me, Liz is making eyes at me. And I respond to her little things, you know, with her eyes and stuff.
A lot of nonverbal.
Nonverbal stuff, yeah. And the audience really reacts well to that. But we thought, we didn't think that would be like our style necessarily at the time. In fact, we were still just early in that songwriting journey for ourselves. And we wrote lots of different songs and sort of lots of different, you know, styles kind of. And we're still trying to find our voice. Not that the songs we wrote were bad or anything. I'm proud of pretty much all of them. But as we got out and played more and more, playing these original songs, even before we had released them, and we saw people reacting to them in certain ways, we got a lot of feedback from the audience that said, like, "Hey, mm-hmm. we love that. Will you do that back and forth thing?
Yeah,
you need to write more like that." We're working on a new album now, and there's actually 3 or 4 songs on that album that we go back and forth on.
Yeah,
And we're gonna actually later when we play live for you, we're gonna premiere one of those songs for you. So,
yeah. I'm excited for that, and everybody here is really excited to hear you play live as well. We're gonna get into a couple tunes though, because we'd like to get into your album and Border Town Girl, where we're gonna go into that. Now, did your writing style change a bit for that, or is there a story behind this one?
Well, to this point, when we wrote that song, it's probably only our 4th or 5th song we'd written. But up to that point, I'd written funny songs, tongue-in-cheek songs. Mm-hmm. And this one's not funny. And it's not tongue-in-cheek. It's a true story.
Okay.
And I'll let Elizabeth explain the story of it.
Right. So one morning he sent this to me and was like, take a listen to this, you know. So I'll take a listen. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't stop crying. It was hard to listen to. And I thought, he's been listening to me talk about like my childhood and growing up. And there's a lot of that in the song. It tells the story, but I was like, oh my goodness. So it kind of just talks a little bit about kind of growing up as a missionary's kid and kind of the struggle of kind of growing into myself and finding my own spirituality and finding who I was. So there are a lot of true elements in this story, but he had really been just listening, and there's so many little details in the song that I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize he was listening when I was telling that story. He really was.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that is Elizabeth, so cool.
Yeah, Elizabeth's childhood was spent as a missionary in a border town in Mexico, right?
Right, right.
Her father was a preacher and they had a big old family and stuff. And so I wrote this song about her upbringing and her childhood and her journey from there. And I remember every time I write a song, I'll do a real rough recording on my phone to send to her because I don't want to try to perform it in front of her. So I'll send it to her. That way, she can, if she doesn't like it, she can give me a thumbs down on the text message and we're done, right?
You know? And that's it.
But
that hasn't happened yet. So
it took me maybe 30 tries to get through the song singing it because it was so emotional. I remember at one point I was like, why am I crying? This isn't even about me. Like I was so, but it just turns out I love her a whole lot. You know what I mean? That's what it turned out. I was so inspired by the thing I wrote. I was so, I was really very inspired by her and her journey. And I was so excited for her to hear it. And then the way she reacted to it as well. And then it took a little while for us, I think, for you get to the point where you could really sing it.
Yeah. It was hard for me to sing through it just because I did realize, you know, how much Ryan had put into it and, you know, listen to the stories and obviously how much he did care. And it took a while to be able to sing the song all the way through, but we finally got there.
And I think it's one of the prettiest songs on the album. And I think we did a really good job with the production of it. I played the mandolin and the guitar on it, and Elizabeth played the piano. There's some piano near the end of it. She played the piano on it and played the bass and did all the singing and did her harmony parts to it. And so this was another one where we really got to explore our creativity through the recording process. We don't do this live, and it's good live, but it's just sometimes with the recording process, it's so nice to be able to bring all these elements. Elements that you can hear in your head that you can't get out there live. So it's really nice. I think this one turned out really nice.
Awesome. Well, we're going to head into Border Town Girl by Brand New Box of Matches. Don't go away, anybody. Lots more Sunday Grass live.
just a preacher and his family with everything to say. They left that old home and drove undeterred south of the river to spread the good word. She's a border town girl standing out on the corner, one at a time, she's writing. She cooked and she cleaned and carried the water, but it all had to wait when Daddy came home. For his out to the corner, they all had to go. She's a border town girl standing out on the corner, one at a time, she's riding around. A border town girl singing her song. She read every book she could get in her hands, and on that old corner she no longer stands. She's a border town girl, just a border town girl, one at a time, she's righting her wrongs. She does what she wants, she finally.
Into a couple of tracks before we start some live music. Work All Day Blues next. And you said this was more of a bluesy number.
When I started writing this song, it was just a straight sort of 12-bar blues, and it was slow and really a, you know, dum, bum, 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 bum kind of thing, right? And I was like, man, this is such a good song. I can't wait to sing this song. I can't wait to play this song. This is going to be so fun. And so, like, I did a little recording of it, sent to Elizabeth, and she's like, what'd you say?
It wasn't a thumbs down, but I was like, oh, man, I can hear you playing banjo on this, and it got to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, that's not what I wrote. I wrote a slow blues in E. And I was like, if you want banjo, I'm going to put it up in the key of G. I can't sing it in G. And what'd you say?
I said, well, I can. Yeah. I want to sing it.
So we had to rewrite, like, one line in the song to make it from a female perspective, kind of.
Yeah.
And then and we started practicing it, and dadgum, if she wasn't right, it's much better song pass. And this is one of our favorite songs to do live.
You guys are really going to enjoy this. This is Work All Day Blues, Elizabeth and Ryan of Brand New Box of Matches.
I wake up in the morning before that to live. Since I awoke, I cough and I choke. I'm heading to my fateful end. I'm on fire, I'm on fire, burning up inside. I'm on fire, I'm on fire, burning up alive. Stolen all my wheels from taking all these pills, trying to slow this evil pain. Can't swallow no more and breathing such a chore. I've got to end this dreadful thing. Listen to me, son, don't do the things I've done. These pills will eat you up inside. Take care of yourself, don't play the hand you're dealt. I know you'll make it when you try. I'm on fire, I'm on fire, burning up inside. I'm on fire, I'm on fire, burning up alive, burning up alive, burning, burning up alive.
Burning up alive, a brand new box of matches off their brand new Flame and Water album. Welcome back to Sunday Grass Live with Ryan and Elizabeth. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us a little bit about that story behind that song.
Yeah, so this song is dedicated to those in recovery. And so it kind of comes from the aspect of a person, you know, being in addiction, no matter the substance, and or having a close loved one or family or friend that's in addiction, and just kind of the struggle because you see what they're going through, you know, and you suffer with them. And so it's just kind of like, you know, there is hope, and keep trying. I believe in you. It may not be the first time, and everyone's journey in recovery does not look the same, but I'm here to support you. And recovery is possible. And that's kind of the whole premise of this song, really.
Yeah, I loved it. I think so far that's kind of been my favorite, and it's touched a spot in my heart as well. So thank you for that one. We're going to go into, so did you want to go through a few more of this? I'm just kind of running off the rails on you here. Did you want to go into a few more off the album, or do you guys want to set up and play? Because we do have a full house.
Anything you want us to do, we're welcome to, we can... get our instruments in our hands pretty quick if you want us to play a song or two.
Well, I was just thinking that we could, while you get set up, we could go into Dead Man Walking.
Okay. And, yeah. Let's do that one.
And
that's
then
a good
song. Well, you tell us the story behind that real quick. And then we'll get into some live music and you can tell us what you're going to play for everybody. So.
All right, cool. Well, Dead Man Walking is a funny song. It's meant to be funny, and I think it is funny. This is one of those songs that when we play live, I am so bold as to say, this is a song everybody likes. I'm not saying they love it, but I didn't like it. I've never seen anybody that didn't like this song. But this is about a fella, a fictional fella, kind of, that that always says things that sound like a compliment, but then you think about him like, wait, that was not a compliment at all, you know? It spawned from, we played a show one time and as you just heard Elizabeth singing, Burning Up Alive, she sings just so pretty. She sings even better live. And if you've not visited our social media and stuff, you'd also realize that she's very pretty in person as well. And this fella came up to us one time and he said, hey, I really enjoyed your show. I realized that she always sings the pretty songs and you always sing the funny songs. And I said, yeah, that's right. And he said, yeah, that's probably because she's pretty and you look funny. And I was like, well, I don't know what you're getting at with that, but I'm not sure that's nice or not, you know? So we sort of wrote a song about that concept, you know what I'm saying? And then the last little verse of it, this is one of our favorite songs to do live too, because it actually has two key changes at near the end. Because I actually, another time I was at a jam and I actually had a guy say, yeah, you do that song really well. You should try it in a different key. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, did I do it well or not? Like, I don't understand. It's like, that's, again, not a compliment. So some of this, you know, shows up in this song. And when we do this live, people really do enjoy it. And yeah, it's one of our favorite songs to play live. So roll that song. We'll get our instruments together and we'll come back. We'll do some real classic bluegrass for you when we come back. Okay.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I was going to say, my father would say that those were sideways compliments and then my mom would correct him and say side eyed compliments.
Oh yeah.
That might be right.
That might be right. So we're going to head into Dead Man Walking and come back for some brand new box of matches. Don't go away. Lots more Sunday Grass Live still to come.
I'm gonna sing you a song about a man. By the end, you'll want him dead. You won't bat an eye, you won't even cry. He deserves it for what he said. Oh, the dead man a walking, the dead man a walking, the dead man a walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's a dead man a walking around. He took a gal to the movies one beautiful Saturday night. When the room got dark, he turned to her and said, you look good in this light. Oh, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's a dead man a-walking around. Met his neighbors at a backyard barbecue. Well, he looked at her and he said to him, she's half as lucky as you. Oh, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's the dead man a-walking around. Dance one night, they were waltzing together. She asked what he thought of her flowing dress. He said nothing could be better. Oh, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's the dead man a-walking around. He had me singing my song. It was the tale of a Wade McKee. He said when you sing it sure sounds good, but you should try a different key. Oh, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's the dead man a-walking around. Oh, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking, the dead man a-walking around. You'll want him dead for the things he said. He's the dead man a-walking around.
Welcome back, everybody, to a perfect time to change the key, said Small Town Music. And so, first, before we go into live, what do you think of the station head experience so far?
Oh, it's great, I think. I'm really enjoying this, and I love watching the chat roll by while we do this live.
Yeah,
I think that's great, and the sound quality is awesome, and this is a lot of fun.
I'm glad that you like it.
I'm enjoying it.
tell more people.
We were already talking about, while that song was playing, we were already talking about, like, how can we get her to let us on the show again?
Hey, don't do my job for me.
Well, I was going to say, you guys can always go do a show. I encourage it. And just so if you see everybody going by and they're like tagging, so you just tag people, you follow people. It's like any other social media experience. Mm-hmm. You get friends and then you tag them. You let them know you're going to do a show and we'll come running and we'll come listen to some of your music. So if you're sitting around at home one night and you're in the studio and you want to play live music, or you ever just want to stream your music, because remember I said, as you're streaming, so you've got 13 people in here. I think we had 13 or 14 come in and out. Each one of those tracks is getting 13 plays directly to Spotify. Mm-hmm. And we encourage growth at Stationhead because we love this community and we love everybody that comes in and shares the music and hangs out with us. It's so much fun. But anyway, so I'll let you get into the live music and I am going to see if I can, I don't think I can mute myself though from the computer. So I'll just be quiet. And so tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to do one of our favorite classic bluegrass songs called Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. I'm going to play the banjo for you. Oh, hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. I need to go grab something from the other room. Elizabeth's going to tell you a story about this song and how we always play it live.
Okay, sounds
yeah.
good.
Yep. All right, on the spot here. Yeah. So Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. Yeah, we said a really traditional bluegrass number, and it's really fun when we have other people play with it, when we just play live, just me and him. It's just a great one at jams, and we just really love doing this one together.
Real quick while he's grabbing something, how did you two meet?
How did we meet, baby? So we met here.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll stick to the music.
Yeah. Here we go. This is Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. I'm going to play the old five-string banjo for you here. You ready?
I loved it. What are you going to go into next?
What do you want to do, sweetheart?
Let's do one that's going to be on our new album coming out.
Oh, yeah. You want us to let us preview a song from our new album.
Awesome.
We just finished recording the last song and got it off the mix earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And we did 13 original songs for this new album. We already have one single out, which I think you're going to play later for everybody. Mm-hmm. But this is one that'll be on the album when it comes out in April. We're going to try to release another single near the beginning of March. And then we're going to have the album come out beginning of April. And we're excited about that. This is one, we wrote this one back in September, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And this is a little back and forth number called Don't Need That Much. All right, here we go. I don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
Don't need a lot.
Don't need a lot.
Just a fraction of all you got. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
I'll be just fine.
I'll be just fine.
Just need a little bit, but I need it all the time. Can't spare a penny or maybe two. I swear I'm not breaking you. Can you spare a nickel or maybe a dime? It's just a little bit, but I need it all the time. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
Don't need a lot.
Don't need a lot.
Just a fraction of all you got. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
I'll be just fine.
I'll be just fine.
It's just a little bit, but I need it all the time. I need a drink, just a little sip. I swear I can handle it. Don't need to worry, I'll be just fine. It's just a little tip, but I need it all the time. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
Don't need a lot.
Don't need a lot.
Just a fraction of all you got. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
I'll be just fine.
I'll be just fine.
It's just a little bit, but I need it all the time. Kiss, just a little peck. If I don't get one, I'll be a wreck. You treat me right, and I'll be just fine. It's just a little kiss, but I need it all the time. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
Don't need a lot.
Don't need a lot.
Just a fraction of all you got. Don't need that much.
Don't need that much.
I'll be just fine.
I'll be.
It's just a little bit, but I need it all the time. It's just a little bit, but I need it all the time.
Oh, thank you so much for that exclusive. And the chat went wild, and everybody's so excited that you did that for us. That is so much fun. So this is going to be on the Light It Up album, which is scheduled for release on April 5th of 2024. And your first single is out now, and it's a kind of a rowdy honky-tonk tune. Did you want to, just because we're talking about the album, how about we talk a little bit about it, and then we'll go into it for everybody?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. That'd be fine. Hang on just a second. Let me
see. Yeah, no, so I was just going to say a little bit here. It's going to be available on all streaming services everywhere on February 2nd. So it's already out. Hello, that's my bad. And then you said that the in March you're releasing another one. And then...
The single is out now. It came out week ago Friday from last or the 2nd of February. You can find it on all streaming platforms. We're still choosing which is going to be our next single. We have an idea, but we ain't settled on it yet for March. And then the entire album comes out near the 1st of April. And once we have it out in April, we'll actually have CDs made for it and stuff. CDs are kind of antiquated sometimes in this day and age. But we do find at live shows, there are people who still have CD players and still enjoy them.
Yes.
And we also find that some people, they want to show their gratification and their appreciation for your playing by buying your merch. When we first started the band, we didn't have any merch. And we were shocked. People were like, well, do you have a CD? We had made an album, but we didn't have it on physical CD. We were like, oh, I guess we need to get some CDs pressed. And we've sold quite a few since we've made some. And we've had to do some reorders several times. And we're pretty pleased with it. So, yeah, we'll have some physical CDs that you can come to our shows and buy. Or if you want to send us an email, we can ship you one. We've shipped some to Florida and to Kentucky and all over the place recently.
Yeah. And I'll put down in the chat the exact place that they can go. Now, just correct me if I'm wrong. It's is everything done through Instagram or do you have a homepage?
We don't have a website. You can either contact us through Facebook. And on Facebook,